there's certain kind of people that kind of blow your mind if you're around them long enough or rub shoulders with them long enough. And everything that goes wrong, they have to project it onto somebody else. I don't care what it is. They project everything onto somebody else. And it blows your mind that these people even exist. And they think that it's okay, and they think you don't see it, and they think it's they can do a mind game on you and shift reality and flip reality. They've been doing it their whole life, so they're good at hiding it until you see about 3 or 4 or 5 examples of it and you realize what's going on. These people cannot be introspective at all. They can't take blame. They can't take responsibility. They can't admit wrong. They can't admit sin. And these are the kind of people that you better run, because if they did something illegal, they could blame it on you. You know, you better run. And if they did something against you, they flip it around and blame you somehow. In their mind, they have to flip it back on the other person. I'm sure there's a psychological term for it. People could call it narcissism or whatever, but it's beyond narcissism. It's such a fake reality that I don't even know if there's a word for it. And when you come across these kind of worldviews, it's so convoluted, and they really believe that you can't see them. They really believe that you can't see them. You're so flabbergasted that they think they can do that. I don't know where they must have, their mama or their daddy or somebody in their family let them, the whole family, I guess, let them get by with it. They think you can't see them. Maybe they think they're so slick that nobody can see them, but you can. If you're dating one, don't marry that kind of person, because it will just be nothing but crazy town. It will be a Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing. Both of them were crazy, to be honest with you. It wasn't just one way. Both of them were crazy. All the money in the world, and you couldn't function like a normal human being. Goes back to drinking. Part of it goes back to drinking and drugging, I'm sure. But I've seen, anytime I've ever seen it, I get away from them. If I see it, I run. Not physically run, but spiritually run. Because you're dealing with a person who's not, you know, they're not regenerated, they're not saved, because they live in such delusion. A saved person admits when they're wrong. The unsaved person cannot admit when they're wrong. They are the epitome of NPCs. It's a combination of a psychopath and also a insecure person at the same time. A person has no fear of consequences, no fear of being found out, no fear that you can see them. I mean, it's not even a smart psychopath. These are the kind of psychopaths that are kind of dumb, I guess, you know. You know it's bad when you have a dumb psychopath. That's dangerous. I've worked around them. guess a psychopath just gets more dumb. Over time, a psychopath becomes more like an idiot because they've rejected the truth so long that it has to infect them to where they become more delusional, and eventually they become out of their mind, you know. It's so obvious, it's not even funny. The scorner destroys themselves, and that's what it is, the scorner. I gotta hold on 1 second. I had a fly in the car, and I was going down the highway. I had to roll the all the windows down just to see if I could get rid of it. So, as I'm sitting here talking, I'm having to decode them. So, what happens is, yeah, so they get more delusional, and instead of getting into more truth and rightly dividing truth, reality, they become more and more delusional. And they have to go to some kind of substance abuse to function, and they have to have a bunch of flying monkeys that are just as ignorant as them. And yeah, and eventually a family will, if they were enabled by a family or something, eventually that enablement will go away eventually. And they'll be left out on the street by themselves. And think about it, they're lying, they're in a fake reality, so they had to become abusive because nobody's going to believe their fake reality and call them out on their junk unless they're try to get in an abusive role as a leader. And so they become more abusive, and everybody can see them and nobody likes them, but, and they know it. And they like to torment people, and they like to be, eventually though, the universe, the cogs of the universe eventually knock them down. They really can't go on forever like that. Wow, I'm just sitting here meditating on what the thing is. So deep down inside, they're gonna be more paranoid and more angry and more bitter, and it's just going to get worse. Unless they get saved, it just gets worse and worse. And after a certain amount of time of age, if they don't, even if they get saved, God can restore, but they'd have to do some serious renewal in the inner. It's why the Bible talks about while you're young, seek God while you're young. And you better get saved while you're young, because these people that are going through the cycles, it's all making sense. I'm sitting here thinking about it, and it's just all making sense. They become more delusional. That's what happens. They have to worship the creation more and more and more, and it's all about the 3D creation. And the bitterness and the anger and the revenge and the living in the past and the holding grudges. Wow. It just gets worse. And you've heard about people like on their deathbed, they try to go and take some people out, get them a gun or whatever, try to take people out on their deathbed. Usually when they get to the point where they're too old to do it, but they say, well, I'm gonna take them out. I mean, I've actually heard people say this. I'm gonna take them out in my last 6 months. They're so evil, I'm gonna take them out and right before I die. I've heard people say that. I've heard a family say it. I've heard a coworker say it. I've actually heard people say that. On their deathbed, they're going to take somebody out. This one guy I worked with, he said he had this black book of all his enemies, and he was going to take them out. I mean, seriously, the guy said that. I was in shock. They have to get more paranoid because all the games that they played with people. It has to come back to bite them in some way. Even if people forget about them and don't think about them, it's still in their mind, in their psyche, in their body. If you do something like that, it's encoded in your body, right? So it's going to eat them alive, to be honest with you. If somebody's a murderer, it's encoded in their body and it's going to eat them alive. Think about it. Or somebody's a thief or a liar, a chronic liar. It's embodied. They're embodying lies. And so if you're embodying lies, you're going to believe lies about everything else. Yourself, others, reality, creation. If you embody lies and everything out of your mouth is a contradiction, then everything in your world view, everything around you is lies. Because that's what you embody. Think about what I'm telling you. It's really wild. If you really think about what I'm telling you, everything that you do, it's written in your body. It's written in your psyche, your mind, your body. It's just encoded. You're encoding. You're actually rewriting your DNA by your words, actions, and thoughts and responses and all that. And when you get around these kind of people who are the opposite of you, you love the truth and they love lies. The two shall never meet.